As most of you know, if you've been listening to this program for a while, most scientists believe the universe began with a bang, literally. An infinitely heavy ball of matter and energy exploded, and the universe was created about 13 billion years ago. But although the Big Bang theory is universally accepted, there are many unanswered questions surrounding it, such as, where did the Big Bang occur? Well, one scientist thinks he might have an answer. Dr. Blake Temple has devised some mathematical models that show the Big Bang happened inside a black hole. Dr. Temple is a mathematician at the University of California, Davis. Dr. Temple, welcome to Quirks.
Well, thank you.
First of all, this idea that the universe started with a Big Bang is fairly widely accepted. What problems do you have with it?
We got into this problem asking the question, if the Big Bang came from an explosion, this is the only explosion ever seen that doesn't generate a shockwave at the leading edge of the expansion. So we went into this as mathematicians looking to see if we could make consistent the possibility that, in fact, this explosion was an explosion of finite mass into a larger spacetime.
Well, now, when you say it's lacking a shockwave, what do you mean by that?
Well, at the leading edge of an explosion is the wave that propagates outward into the ambient space. Like a nuclear explosion, moments after it explodes, there's almost a perfectly spherical wave moving outward at a supersonic speed into the outside spacetime.
So how do we know that there's no shockwave to the universe?
Well, in the standard model of cosmology, the Big Bang begins with an infinite explosion. At the instant of the Big Bang, the universe appears and is infinite at every time after the Big Bang. So we got into this with the idea that maybe there's a leading edge, and could we make sense of this explosion as a finite explosion?
Okay, well, let's just take it back then and take me through your theory. How does it actually, what's your theory of how the universe was created?
Okay, so in this model, what happens is there's a Big Bang. It's not entirely different from the Big Bang of standard cosmology. But what's different is the explosion is an explosion of finite mass and extent. So the expanding universe appears at an explosion with a shockwave at the leading edge of the explosion, and there's a universe beyond the shockwave.
Okay, so you're saying that instead of an infinite point at the beginning exploding, that there's this ball of finite mass that's expanding into, what, some larger space? Is that what you're saying?
You could view it like that, yes.
Okay, now where does the black hole come into this?
The universe begins within the black hole, and the boundary of this black hole actually lies in the future. So this explosion occurs inside the black hole, and in the future we will actually emerge from the black hole. And what the universe will evolve into is something like an enormous supernova, bounded expansion, bounded mass into empty space.
So you're saying that we live inside a black hole?
That's correct, if this model is correct.
If we're living inside a black hole, is that black hole within something else, or is it the entire universe?
Good question. We're inside a black hole. Now, let me say it's really a white hole. It's a black hole running backwards. In a black hole, once you get inside the boundary of the black hole, which is its event horizon, everything falls inward and can't get out. If you run that backwards, everything inside the black hole goes outward and can't stop going out and will eventually emerge from the black hole.
Well, isn't there this problem that you can't escape from a black hole because you have to go faster than the speed of light?
Well, if it's running backwards, then you can't stop escaping from the black hole.
All right, so everything's
in reverse.
So to answer
your question, the edge of this black hole is in our future, and the space-time beyond the edge of the black hole is in our future, and we will eventually emerge through that boundary out into the space-time beyond the black hole.
Oh, so there is something beyond the black hole.
There is something beyond the boundary of the black hole, yes, and that is in our future.
Do you know how far in the future?
We can say this, the shockwave will come into view before we leave the black hole.
Okay, so when we see the shockwave, get ready, we're about to leave the black hole.
Exactly. a long time later, though.
Yeah. All right. Now, how are you going to go about verifying your theory?
That's a tough one. now, you, is this shockwave observable? That's certainly the biggest question, but I don't know how to make that measurement or how to predict that.
A really simple question here, but I think most people think of black holes as very tiny little things that have swallowed up, you know, all the masses created down into a little tiny space. How is it possible then that our huge expanding universe that we look at can still be within a black hole, which is...
Oh, there's a good question. I like that. If you squeeze the mass of the Earth to about a centimeter, it forms a black hole. If you squeeze the mass of the Sun to about a couple kilometers, it's a black hole. But if there are 10 to the 12 suns in the Milky Way, you only have to squeeze the Milky Way to 10 to the 12th times a kilometer to get a black hole. And it turns out that the expanding universe of galaxies, as far as you can see, how far would you have to squeeze it to form a black hole? Turns out not at all. At the edge of that black hole would be exactly one Hubble length out, which is the distance, approximately, the distance light would travel since the beginning of the Big Bang. And that is the edge of the black hole, because there's so much mass in the universe.
Okay, so if we started inside a black hole, where did the black hole come from?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. Where did the universe come from? Where did this Big Bang come from? That's the biggest question in cosmology. No one knows that question.
Care to hazard a guess?
Sure, I'll hazard a guess. There's this incredible symmetry between black holes and white holes. Whenever you have something falling in, you can take these equations and run it backwards and have something exploding outward. It's kind of like if you throw a ball up and you watch it go through its parabolic arc and fall back to Earth, if you took a picture and ran it backwards, you couldn't tell which one was running forward and which one was running backwards. So these gravitational fields, you can reverse the time. So if you believe there are black holes, things that are falling in and can't go back, the time reversal things exploding outward, which in their past came from a black hole, are just as believable. And it makes you wonder, could things that fall into black holes somehow be the stuff that's creating these white hole explosions? And that's something we'd like to explore. Can we make a mathematical theory of a collapsing black hole that evolves into our exploding white hole that we've constructed? Oh, but that's an open question.
I see. But it's possible that our universe has gone from black hole to white hole to black hole to white hole.
Well, at least one time. Black hole to white hole.
Okay.
Beyond that, I don't know.
So right now we're in a white hole phase. We're expanding outwards.
Yeah, Boy. That would be right if this model were correct.
Okay, now looking outwards then, is it possible that there are other white holes beyond ours out there? If we are expanding within our little white hole here.
Well, it does make you wonder. In this solution we derive, there's one explosion of this expanding universe, and it evolves out of a white hole of an ambient larger space-time. Now, you could imagine there could be refinements where, in fact, there are a lot of these explosions going on in a larger space-time, and I think that's perfectly conceivable.
Dr. Temple, thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you.
Dr. Blake Temple is a mathematician at the University of California at Davis.